WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the man charged with killing three family members in Pennsylvania before fleeing to Trenton made his first court appearance.
Appearing virtually in Superior Court in Mercer County on Wednesday, 26-year-old Andre Gordon did not enter a plea and waived his right to contest pretrial detention. He will remain behind bars until his trial. Authorities say Gordon carjacked a vehicle in Trenton on the morning of March 16th and then drove to Bucks County, where he fatally shot his stepmother, his sister, and the mother of his children. He was arrested in Trenton hours later. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Former President Trump is in New York today to attend the wake of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. The family invited Trump to the services on Long Island for the 31-year-old who was shot and killed Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. Meantime, President Biden, also in New York, joined by former Presidents Obama and Clinton for a fundraiser tonight at Radio City Music Hall. This will be an armchair conversation with the trio, moderated by late-night host Stephen Colbert. Biden is looking to raise $15 million for his reelection campaign. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has ruled out being the no-labels presidential candidate after commissioning a poll that did not show the path to victory he wanted to see in order to run. Christie tells the Washington Post that he would need to win 20 to 25 states to reach 270 electoral college votes. There's also the issue of a late start, ballot access, and litigation expenses, plus the risk of helping Donald Trump win. Christie says he will not enable the former president. A study conducted by Englewood Health has found that two-way text messaging is a powerful tool to get more patients to schedule their overdue mammograms. Texting, unlike email, snail mail, and a phone call, is very personalized, says Helene Woke, executive vice president of Englewood Health. Texting is also actionable.
When you got that text, you click a link in the text and schedule yourself immediately. So it was really meant to help the individual take care of themselves by giving them a personalized outreach communication and a way to help them do that by scheduling in one click.
Last year, more than 7,000 women received these text message reminders, and of those, 20% of patients scheduled a breast imaging appointment. Is your kid involved in youth sports, from parents behaving badly on the sidelines to kids feeling pressure to play through injuries? Today's young athletes are facing more than just performance anxiety. We've put together the Garden State's top youth sports experts, coaches, and medical professionals for a discussion about the issues facing today's young athletes. Watch it tonight, 7 p.m. on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. The sun returns tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
It's time to get away. Get away. It's your chance to win a free spring getaway to Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City.
This hour's code word is dance. D-A-N-C-E. Dance.
Enter this code word right now on our New Jersey 101.5 app to win. Good luck from New Jersey 101.5.
All right, hopefully things will start to improve along the parkway southbound side coming out exit 105. Did have a crash with a flipped over car in the local lane south at exit 105. We're hearing that that has now been cleared out of the way. 80's been rough westbound in Patterson near exit 59. A crash in the right lane farther west on 80 in Montville Township. A crash in the left lane just before exit 48. 78 local lanes west crowding up at exit 57 back in towards 56. 24, lots of slowdowns east into 78 and west getting back in towards 287. North and South New Jersey Turnpike, not a bad-looking ride so far this afternoon. 287 coming in at 440. That moves along pretty well. Decent trip across the Delaware, across the Hudson. Worst of it's the upper deck of the George Washington Bridge. A 20-minute delay. Got a stalled tractor-trailer and also road work to contend with. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 218. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvement. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Decking, roofing, siding, windows and doors, and of course, fencing. Surround yourself with the best. Visit buycarls.com. That's bycarls.com.
No scripts, no filters. Just real New Jerseyans talking about what matters. Call in. Be heard. 1-800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. In general, I still like what I see for the upcoming weekend. After we dry out tonight, we'll have to contend with some wind and one pesky shower chance on Saturday. So showers will eventually come to an end later this evening. Then we'll see clearing skies as the wind kicks up overnight, low temperatures in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, turning sunny and dry, but those wind gusts over 30 miles an hour definitely noticeable. High temperatures for your Friday in the lower to mid 50s. Saturday, chance of an afternoon or evening shower. A brief one, otherwise clouds and sun, highs in the mid 50s. Easter Sunday, the warmest day of the week. It'll be partly sunny and dry as highs temporarily push into the 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Rockaway, 45, Franklin, 48, Beach Haven, 47. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Builders General. Looking to elevate your home projects? Look no further than Builders General. Quality materials, expert advice, and a wide range of brand names you trust. Whether you're a homeowner or a building professional, Builders General can bring your vision to life. Visit buildersgeneral.com.